of Jimmy Allen.
Jimmy Allen's air adventures. Facing a long flight and a supply of gasoline destroyed by fire, Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson find themselves in a desperate position. With no means of getting additional fuel in the ancient city of Yunnan, the young pilot believes he can fly his ship to Canton on the gas remaining in the tank. The veteran agrees, although they will be forced to fly at reduced speed in order to conserve the precious gas. The ships take off with a thundering bellow of power, and Ireland, the Russians, put their sledges into the lead. But suddenly, the Russian airplane turns off the course, points its nose downward, and slips toward the ground. It is a wonderful chance for Jimmy and Speed to gain a big lead on their rival, for the Muscovite airliner is in distress and must land. However, due to the finest conditions of the air, the boys follow the stricken ship down and land near it to furnish aid if necessary. Here we find them now, just as they have rolled to a stop, their flashing propellers still ticking over.
He's down all right. Boy, he just made it by the skin of his teeth.
Lucky, that's what it was. Look there. His left wing kick just grazed those treetops.
Yeah. Well, we'd better get over and see what happened to him. Oh, gosh, Steve. This sure was a swell chance for us to make up some time on that fella.
Yeah, I know, Jim. Wonderful chance. He might have been in serious trouble and needed it.
Sure, I know. We couldn't leave him. That wouldn't be right. I'll bet he wouldn't have done the same for us.
Well, that makes no difference. Two wrongs don't make a right.
And everyone would have thought it unsportsmanlike if they had.
Jim, it isn't what others would have thought. It's what you would have thought of yourself. Be true and fair to yourself, and you'll never go wrong. Listen to me, Jim. One of the most precious things you have is your self-respect. It's one of the most valuable parts of any man's makeup.
I guess you're right, Steve.
That's your life, I'm right. And don't forget it. You are forming your character now, and that character will stay with you all through your life. It's what makes or breaks a man. It's the foundation of success. Yes, and happiness. The knowledge that you're doing the right thing is one of the greatest foundation stones of any man's character.
I know what you mean, Steve.
Just remember this, Jim. You can never compromise with right. Every man knows whether or not something is right or wrong. So never try to kid yourself. It takes nerve sometimes to face a situation and take the right course. Sometimes it's hard to do. But it always pays in the long run.
Believe me, I know that.
I'd rather lose a dozen races than lose 1 ounce of self-respect.
So would I. And I'm not going to either.
That's the old spirit, Jim. You're on the right course, and you have the stuff. Just stick to it. All right, let's get out and see what happened to the rest of you.
You guys thought I could have worked in the hospital all day. I thought we were planning to see what's wrong with Iron Ship.
We did, Flash. We're going over there right now.
Check your engines, Jim. We'll get out of here.
There you are. Now, let's go.
Come on, Flash.
Out of here.
Get out of the way, Flash. Hurry up.
All right.
Oh, did you see Iron go down, Flash?
I sure did. It looked to me like some engine trouble. You guys passed up a swell chance to get a lead on that mug.
Don't worry. We're not licked yet.
I'll say we're not. We'll give that Russian a fit before he gets through with this air race.
Hey, look. Yeah, here comes the Englishman back. He turned around, too.
Yeah, but I wonder where the rock is. Do you suppose he went on? Oh, gosh, what a lead he'll get on us if he did.
Well, he must have seen us turn back. Oh, I don't think the Frenchman will go on, knowing that one of us is in trouble.
Yeah, but this is an air raid. He may figure that
out. No, he's coming back. Look, way off to the east. See? There he is.
Yeah, that's right. Well, everything's okay. Now, let's see why Ireland had to land.
Well, one of his engines has stopped. That port engine must have caused the trouble.
Yeah, it looks like it. Hi there, Ireland. What's the trouble?
Oh, hello, my friend. I'm glad to see you come back. I have much trouble with the left engine. It begins to sputter and take all over.
You were lucky to get into this field. We thought you were going to hit those trees.
It's nothing. I make landing like those all times. I do not think about landing into this field. I just come down and put plane on ground.
Yeah? Well, I don't want to be sitting in that there cabin when you make one of them landings. That's just a good way to keep from going old.
You think I do not know how to fly my airplane?
No, it isn't that, Ireland. We all know you're a good pilot.
There's no fear for me, my good friend.
Can we help you fix the engine?
Thank you, my friend. I'm not so good as a mechanic.
Yes, and I don't believe a CT is much help for you when it comes to making repairs.
No, I take him along because he knows his country.
You'd better shut off that other engine and get a ladder so the flash can reach this one.
Well, I'll do that right away.
I'll get the ladder.
No. Do not bother. I will bring it to you. It's just inside my cabin.
Okay.
He doesn't seem very anxious to have us get inside his ship.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Them foreigners is all funny. Here we come back to help him out, and he acts as if he ain't glad to see us. There's something fishy about that guy.
What do you think is wrong with his engine, Flash?
I can't tell nothing about it until I get up there and have a look around.
He said it started to sputter. That sounds like carburetor trouble.
That's what it sounds like, all right, but you can never tell. When he comes with a ladder, we'll soon find out.
Oh, give him a hand with it, Flash.
I know he wants to stay in cabin. You say you do not know anything about engines.
Yeah, that's okay with me. That smack don't even know which way the prop is turning. Here, give me that ladder. I'll soon tell you what's wrong with this here coffee grinder.
That's all right. Better check those spark plugs first, Flash. If evidence was missing in a bad plug, you could cause that.
That's just what I was thinking. This here engine ain't had a good checking since, you hear something? Well, can you see that?
Did you find the trouble?
Hey, take a look at this. No wonder this concrete mixer ain't running right.
What is it, Fudge?
You'll find it difficulty, my friend.
I ain't missed it. Look here. You see how loose this here plug is?
By George, look at that. It's halfway out of the cylinder.
Yeah, and here's another one. The same way. I'm glad I ain't flying in this here pluggy.
Well, there's your trouble, Ivan. Those spark plugs were put in the cylinders without being tightened up. Who's been working on that engine?
So that's the trouble. I do my own work on engines. Yesterday, when we land, I take out spark plugs and clean them.
Oh, so you did the work on them.
This engine is so good, I do not need to have mechanic working on it all time.
If that's the case, why did you leave the plugs out to have them cleaned?
I think it's a good idea to always have clean plugs.
Yeah? Well, the next time you better tighten them up when you get through.
But to me, I did not leave sparking plugs like that. Someone tampered with my engine.
Someone tampered with your engine?
That's what I say. You think a fire would leave this engine like that? I should say no.
You're the only one that's been working on this here engine. You said so yourself.
I say I was the only one supposed to touch this engine. Maybe when I'm not around, they make the plug loose.
Now, wait a minute, Aaron. Just a minute. No one touched this airplane, any part of it.
I say not. Well, I come straightened up. They're left till you get back to Shanghai now.
I am grateful for what you do. But I cannot understand how engine get like that. I almost had a bad accident. Maybe for a little thing like that, I lose the race.
You have no one to blame but yourself.
I think not, Mr. Allen. Someone makes frogs loose, so my engine miss running.
I don't see how you figure that.
It seems strange to me that your Mr. Lewis will ride through the trouble. You know right where to find...
Why, listen, you big ugly bears. You ain't going to get away with that. There ain't no man can say that to me.
Stop, go back from me.
Get back, listen, I'll show you.
No, stop. Hold on, you.
Now, here, Frank, put that. Get back.
Get back,
I tell you.
That guy's so hard, I'll break his ankle.
Hold it, Frank.
Get him away from me.
Let me at that, man. Stop
it, quit it. Get back there, no, quick.
Now, stop. We're not going to have any fighting. Now, look here, Frank. Get back to our ship and stand by. We'll be over there in a minute.
Okay. Okay. But if that guy ever makes another crack at me, I'll knock him loose for me.
Please. Talk. And I hope I deal with gentlemen.
Now look here, Iron. This business of the loose plugs is a typical example of careless workmanship. You might have had a bad crack up due to your shoddy work. Now get this, Iron. I don't care if you break your neck and wreck that ship of yours. That's what usually happens to careless and indifferent pilots. It's a mighty poor demonstration of safety in aviation.
It's men like you that give aviation a bad name.
What you can, how I fly. I fly to win race. So do you.
No, you're wrong there. We're flying this race to prove that these ships are fast and at the same time are safe. There's nothing wrong with that ship of yours. If you give it a little care and attention.
My plane is best in the race.
It didn't look like it a while ago when you had to make a forced landing. And another thing. Why don't you carry a good mechanic with you?
Yeah. How about that? Why don't you carry a good man along with you instead of that crooked coolie, Sue Chee? He's no good for anything.
If you had a mechanic, this trouble wouldn't have happened.
All I carry is my own business. Why are you so interested in what I do?
You just got through telling you. We're trying to demonstrate how safe, comfortable, and fast people can travel in the modern airliner if it's properly handled. And we don't want to see all of our efforts wasted by a fool pilot's carelessness.
That's exactly it.
You call me a fool? Prepare, Mr. Robertson. No man can call me that.
All right. Snap out of it, then. Look after your ship and engine. And when you do have trouble, don't try to throw the blame on someone else. That's just a kid's trick.
Stop! You go too far. I will not be insulted.
We're not insulting you. We're just telling you the truth. Maybe you don't recognize it.
That's enough. That's enough. I fly my own way. Fly my own way. Who are you to talk to me? I am leading in this race. I have the best thing.
All right. Just remember what we told you. Come on, Jim.
Okay, Steve.
Let me tell you something. I will not forget them. You will be sorry for those words. I win this race and I laugh in your face. Iran will remember, but not the way you think. We will see who will win the race.
The boys' clean sportsmanship and love of aviation has won for them a bitter enemy. Will the strange Russian make good his threat? Join us in the next air adventure.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.